You're listening to SBS News.
AI systems can do amazing things, but they can sometimes suffer from a drawback called catastrophic forgetting. Researchers at Arizona State University hope to learn how to solve the problem by probing the brains of sleeping bees. The payoff could be more reliable, more memory-efficient artificial intelligence. When AI systems learn one task, say, how to recognize dogs, and then they're later trained on a new task, like identifying cars, they often forget the first thing they learned. This is called catastrophic forgetting. Ted Pavlich is an associate professor of computer science and engineering in the School of Computing and Augmented Intelligence, part of Arizona State University, with a joint appointment in the School of Life Sciences. He leads a unique interdisciplinary research project that blends biology and computer science. And he admits working with bees can have its drawbacks.
In working in this line of work, you're going to get stung, you're going to get bit, you're going to get sprayed with acids. My lab's main goal is to understand autonomy as sort of an umbrella that encompasses not only autonomy that we build as products of human society, but the autonomy that nature has built and that lives all around us.
So what is it about bees?
An observation that is really compelling to me about social insects is how they often turn the tools that we use as engineers on their head. So there's a problem called catastrophic forgetting in AI, where if you train an AI system to do a particular task, and then you take that same system and then you train it to do another task, even if it's performing very well at the second task, if you then go back and ask it to do the first task that it previously been trained to do, it often just doesn't do well at all. It's as if it wasn't trained at all. Now, in natural systems, from bees to humans, you don't see this catastrophic forgetting. And one of the thoughts is that sleep is doing a consolidation process that after you learn one thing, it sort of puts it into a part of your brain where it's kind of safeguarded so that then you can do more learning the next day without corrupting that. And we're trying to figure out how to build similar forms of sleep by looking at how honeybee sleep is organized in their brain so that we can do something similar in AI systems. So what we're doing here at ASU is to try to fill in some of those gaps by taking bees and training them at tasks and then putting them to sleep and looking at their brains while they're sleeping. And we can actually watch the bee brain reconfigure itself during the sleep process so that we can get new insights into how we should organize our own artificial sleep.
But surely bee brains are too small to be comparable.
So honeybee brains are really great for this work because they have the complexity to learn lots of things. Like an interesting thing about a honeybee worker is that she only lives for about 30 days, but the colony lives for 30 years. So any particular worker needs to learn very quickly what flowers are available at that time. What flowers should she go back to? And so honeybees are really great at learning. They learn complex cues. They can forget things. They can do a lot of things that we would really want in a proper brain. But on the other hand, if we look at the architecture of the bee brain, it's relatively what we call feed forward. So we can actually map the elements, the major structures of a bee brain to the major structures of the artificial networks that we use in our own engineered systems. So whereas the human brain, it's a little bit harder to map how does a human brain map to GPT or some other neural network that might be popular out there. The honeybee brain, you can really see where those structures go in. So if we can figure out how it works in the honeybee brain, it's a lot easier for us to then import that into human technology.
So how does the research work?
100 bees to get enough data. So you have 100 bees that go to sleep that we sample to try to understand the diversity so we can see the commonalities. I mean, that's the sort of the crazy thing about bees, because they're learning, is that not only are their brains different from when they're born, but then as they learn, their brains change, and they change in different ways per individual bee. Insights that we get about how bees are doing this consolidation via sleep, how they're kind of better using those resources, may not only allow for sort of smaller networks, but also allow for networks that are more energy efficient. And that, again, pushes them into new spaces where right now AI just can't really penetrate because it's so resource heavy.